Ariane.
Ariane, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. Nice chill day here in Vancouver. Sun's, it seems like summer's sticking around.
Yeah, same here.
Is
in
that...
LA.
And, oh, nice.
And New York was really warm, surprisingly, this weekend, too.
Which coast do you like better?
West Coast, for sure.
Good answer. Good answer. Most people are going to know you from your time with the UFC, so it seems like a pretty good place to start. What's your first memory of the UFC?
Well, my first memory is just being kind of like very starstruck almost. Not just because like I was around the fighters, but it was just very surreal to be working for such a big company and like being able to travel with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I always remember like the first time I went on a trip with them, and it was to Anaheim, California. And this was when I was still living in Vegas. So I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. I get to travel for work. And then fast forward like 11 years, I'm like, wow, I've literally been everywhere with them. And it's been such an amazing experience.
Yeah, no doubt. So which was the first UFC that you were working?
It was UFC 60 something. I don't really remember.
Right. It's back there though.
But it was back when they had them a lot in Vegas, before they started going really like overseas and all that. So,
right. So have you been a fan since the start? Did you watch the very first one when there was no weight classes? I think the only thing you couldn't do was gouge eyes, and I think maybe punch in the nuts, I think, was the only things you couldn't do.
Yeah, I actually didn't start watching UFC until I started working for them, because I was busy with school, and I just didn't really, I wasn't into it. I was like kind of scared, to be honest. So I didn't get into it till I started working with them. And then I saw like the art and the sport behind it, and I was like, wow, this is really cool. So that's when I became a fan.
Yeah. It's interesting, because as a fan, I mean, obviously even back to the days of like, I'll meet you by the bike racks, and everybody kind of gathered at the soccer, field, and there was a couple fights and whatnot. So it's kind of always been something that draws the majority of people to. I wonder what it is. Do you spar? Do you know any MMA?
I've done kickboxing, but I've never sparred. I'm not into like hitting people or getting hit. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Like punched in the face. Have you ever actually had a fight?
I've had a few fights, but they were very amateur and very silly.
Right. And who's, this is a tough one. Of course, you knew that I was going to ask this, but who's your favorite fighter?
My favorite fighter, I mean, it goes back to like the old school days when it was really, really special. And like, I mean, it still is special, but I just have always had love for BJ Penn, just because he, I mean, I've seen some of the best fights with him, and some of the bloodiest fights, some of the craziest fights. So he's one of my faves.
Yeah, always has been a huge favorite. Now, speaking of huge favorites, McGregor, of course, is massive right now. It is almost untouchable as far as, just his build-up to the fights, and obviously his, the standings alone, just the way he fights. I mean, he walks the walk, he talks the talk. Did you get pulled in as much as everybody else did with that Mayweather-McGregor boxing match?
Yeah, I actually did. I was super excited for it, and I was actually very surprised, how well the fight actually went. I thought it was, going to be a big hype and then just like an okay fight. And I thought it was a pretty good fight. So
yeah.
I was surprised.
Well, it's interesting because, of course, McGregor held his own in Mayweather's arena. Other way around, McGregor eats Mayweather alive.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. By the way, I love your Twitter bio. UFC girl, co-host to Overhaulin', which is a great show. We'll get it in that sec. MTV's Guy Code, host, model, fitness nerd, Scorpio, lover, not a fighter. Tell us about Overhaulin', and how long have you been into cars? How'd you get that gig?
That's another thing. I was just thrown into cars. I never really knew about them. I don't have any brothers or anything. So they needed a host, and I wanted to be on TV. So I went to the audition, and they had me come back for another, a second audition, and then I landed my first on TV hosting gig. It was pretty cool.
Interesting. That was your very first time of hosting was with Overhaulin'? You never did anything else before that?
Well, I did a bunch of stuff for UFC.
Right, of course.
Inside the UFC online for them. That's how I kind of learned how to be comfortable in front of the camera. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was my first TV gig.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What was your first car?
My first car was a Dodge Neon that I was super excited about.
Nice.
I put a little tail on it. I tried to make it look like a racer car, but
awesome.
Yeah, it wasn't that cool.
That's great. That's great. And the MTV Guy Code, I mean, that had to be a blast doing that show.
That was really cool because there was a bunch of comedians, so they like really egged each other on, and
right.
They kind of brought out the fun side in me, and I got to be silly. So that was cool.
Sure. So have you got anything on the burner? Is there anything you can talk about that maybe you're going to be getting? Have you tried out for anything? Are you doing your own thing? What's going on?
I just have been very focused on my new business. It's called Girlfriend Box. It's a subscription box program that women can buy themselves or guys can buy for their girlfriends. And it's basically a date night outfit, a makeup item, a beauty product, and a lingerie or piece of, you know, underwear or bra, panty set type thing.
Right.
So it's like you can get it every month. You can get it every 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. And it kind of just depends. And it's just something really special. I've always been into fashion, and I just thought, why not get on the subscription program? Because I feel like a lot of girls don't have time to go shopping anymore. So I've just really been focused on that. I have new music coming out soon, and that's about it. I have my calendar coming out, which I do every year. That'll be out in December, as well as some new t-shirts and merchandise.
So where can people go for? Is it just straight up girlfriendbox.com?
Yes.
Okay. And, of course, you're on social media, on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff, too.
Yes. So it's at Ariani Celeste for everything else. And then Facebook is facebook.com/TheRealAriani. And to get the calendar, you just go to ArianiCeleste.com.
Right. Right. Okay. Ariani, as a fitness nerd through the Twitter bio, mm-hmm. what's your workout schedule like? How grueling are you?
I actually really got into classes. So I'm into taking like classes like Barry's Bootcamp. So I feel like those classes kind of like push me a little bit more because I feel like I'm in competition with the whole class. So I kind of push myself in that way.
Right.
And then I'll do like boxing, or I'll do yoga or cycling. I just kind of switch it up all the time because I did the whole gym thing for years and years and years and had my own routine for years and years and years. But like, I just want to switch it up now. So I still go to the gym and do mostly legs and butt workouts.
Right.
Because if I don't do them, I feel like I get too skinny. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I love working out. So I do work out like 4 to 5 times a week.
Wow.
It just depends on my work schedule.
Right. Don't miss leg day.
Don't miss leg day, yes.
what's your cheat food? What do you like? Oh, man, I can't believe I'm eating this. I shouldn't be eating this, but I'm eating it anyway.
Well, I'm a big pizza lover. Like, any kind of pizza is good pizza to me. Mm-hmm. It can be, like, the nastiest pizza mm-hmm. for 99 cents, and right. It's still good to
it's
me.
Still
so
pizza. It's still good.
I'll probably have a stomachache the next day, but it's totally worth it.
Right. And are you a good cook yourself?
I would say so, yeah. I feel like I'm pretty good at following directions, so I can find a recipe and, like, make something pretty good.
Okay.
Myself.
All right.
I cook mostly like a lot of vegan stuff, a lot of fish, all healthy mostly.
So are you a pescatarian? Do you eat any sort of meat at all or?
Yeah, I eat fish. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay. So if if you're looking to impress buddies, you got friends coming over for the night, what are you making?
I would probably make vegan nachos because I've just been told that my vegan nachos are really good.
Nice.
And I eat a lot of vegan food just to try to avoid, you know, eating too much meat or eating too much fish, you know, mercury and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, you got to go to the ones that your friends are saying, hey, that was a great dish. You got to do it again. Of course you do. Of course.
Yeah.
You were mentioning the music career. Zoo is a great song, by the way. Cool video. Where do you find time, first off, to do all of this stuff? Because you're busy. Mm-hmm. And the follow-up question to that be, what was your first concert?
I find time just because, I don't know, I just love working and I love being busy. And I don't know, I just always been super driven. So, mm-hmm. and music is my passion. And even if, you know, I never make a cent off of it, like as long as I know, like, hey, I put out these great songs that I love and maybe like a handful of people love them, maybe like more people love them. It just as long as I've done it and pushed myself, I think that alone is like an achievement. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Music is amazing and everybody has their different genres that they love. So
right.
I sing like every day, especially in my car when I'm on my way to work or whatnot.
That's cute. So what yeah. was your first show then? What was your first concert?
My first concert was either, I don't remember which one exactly, but it was I definitely remember going to Backstreet Boys and the Spice mm-hmm. Girls.
Okay. And is this like influence from your parents and stuff? Were they playing a ton of music around the house as your kid, as you're growing up? Like, what are they playing?
Oh, they're always playing Mexican music. Like, it was always like, I don't know if you know, but like banda or like,
yeah.
it's all like merengue or like basically like salsa dancing music.
Right.
They never really listened to like regular music. It was always like Spanish music.
Interesting. And let me throw a curveball here. Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Well, actually, yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, when I was a kid, I was doing like I was playing with my cousins, and my cousins are their brothers, and they're very competitive. And I was the judge to their contest, and they were doing like who could stay underwater the longest. And my favorite cousin, of course, I said won. And then my other cousin, and I didn't know how to swim at the time. I was probably in kindergarten. He tried to drown me. So I just remember like
wow.
trying to swim and trying to catch my breath. And I remember it so clearly. And then my favorite cousin saved me. So
wow.
yeah, that has happened.
Wow.
So I always make fun of my other cousin, and I'm like, yeah, you remember that time that you always get filthy? That's pretty messed up.
Like every single time you see them. Hey, you remember that? Do you remember that part of the movie? What are you binge watching right now? What are the shows you can't get enough of?
Huh. Well, I watched all of Stranger Things recently.
The first season was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. I haven't gotten into the second season yet, but I really like Ozark. I've gone through the whole thing.
Another great show.
There's another one. I can't remember, but it's like with Jessica Biel where she kind of goes nuts and kills someone.
American Horror Story?
No. No.
She's in that one, but it's like that's another really good one too. It's not ringing a bell for me. How about the theater? Do you go to the movies very often? Do you find time for that?
I do. I think the last movie I saw was A Star is Born. I thought it was really beautiful. I loved it.
Hmm. Never heard of it.
Yeah. It's the one with Bradley Cooper and...
oh, right. Yes, I have.
That Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's right.
It was really good.
And are you a fan of the superhero, like Avengers, Superman, Batman, that kind of thing? You like those Suicide Squad flicks?
I'll watch them for sure, but I'm not like a huge major fan.
Right.
I know some people geek out on them, but
it's crazy.
I'll definitely go if I'm invited, I guess.
Right. So you're not like, I need to see that new whatever movie. You'll go with
yeah.
Right. Now, if you could have a super, I'm setting you up here. If you could have a superpower, which power mm-hmm. would you want to have?
I think maybe, I don't know if it's considered time travel, but it's like where you can just snap your finger and just be somewhere else.
Yes.
You know, that would save a lot of time of traveling and it would let me explore the world a little bit faster and easier.
Oh, badass. Like when, not because not where, but when would you want to travel to?
When would I want to travel to?
Like if you had the power right now. In time, like you're talking time travel. Like I'm gonna go to like the 1700s. I want to go to the or teleportation, I suppose. But but if you could go in time anywhere, where would you want to go? Like, would you want to be in the saloon, the old west, the country thing, or you know what I mean? Like, where would you want to go?
No, I would probably want to go to the 70s because I feel like I'm very much like them.
That's a
I like
great
to be
answer.
Spirited and
I know.
Fun
like,
and,
what an awesome, like, you know, I'm born in the 70s. I was born in 73. So I'm probably older than you by a bit or a lot. But, you know, obviously I didn't get to live it. Like, imagine like being a 20, 25 year old in the 70s.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Except for all the disease and all that.
Well, of course, minus all that shit, the free love and all that. That was great, but I'll take the disease free, all that. Let me hit you with a couple more, and thank you, Ariane, for doing this again. I want your thoughts on, because we just, I don't know if you heard about this, but in Canada, we just legalized marijuana. What are your What are your thoughts on marijuana?
My thoughts on marijuana are it's an amazing drug, and when I have kids, I'm gonna tell my kids, you know, do everything that makes you happy besides chemical things, because you know, no one's ever overdosed on marijuana.
Right.
And I feel like it is such a healer in so many different ways, especially now with like stuff like CBD and all that. So.
Right.
I'm actually an investor in a few different cannabis companies, and I love it. I'll take like a gummy here and there with like some THC and some CBD just to relax or right before bed. And I actually have trouble sleeping because my mind goes like a million miles per hour. So
right, join the club. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, and the interesting, of course, you know, you work with the UFC, but all those fighters, not all of them, but like a majority of those fighters, they will use the CBD oils after a fight so that their body is quicker to recover and recoup from what they've just endured. Like, if that if that doesn't say something, come on.
Yeah, I'm a big supporter of it.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not a big supporter of, like, you know, getting stoned every day and sitting on your ass doing nothing. But
well, I mean,
I definitely
Yeah, if you're getting high and just fucking the dog, maybe not. But you know what I mean. But you know, if you're being proactive, productive with it, why not? Why not? let me hit you with, I think it's probably going to be the toughest question I'll ask you today.
Okay.
What's your career highlight? Can you pick it down to one?
My career highlight. I honestly think it's just like traveling the world, because I came from a very, you know, not rich family. We're all like working class family, and for me to be out of this country and see so many beautiful places and meet so many beautiful people and be able to experience that is just like so. It has been such an experience. I never thought that I'd even get out of Vegas. So that has been probably the highlight.
Yeah.
And being on the cover of Playboy was pretty cool too.
Yeah. And I read that was the, was it the of the month, or maybe, no, was it the year, that it was the biggest selling issue of the year that you were on the cover of Playboy?
Wow.
I know, that's cool. Crazy. Well, thank you again for taking some time. I know you're super busy. It took me a few months there to track you down, but we got you on. Thank you again for being a guest here of the Toddcast in Vancouver, Canada. Online, you are at Ariane Celeste on Twitter, and then it's The Real on Facebook and Instagram as well?
Facebook.com/TheRealAriane, and then on Instagram, it's just Ariane Celeste.
Beautiful. We will see you online, and thanks again.